which she kept on until Lala walked through the door, just in case her head had to brave the cold wind to try to find her. She sheds her Chinese slippers and sits down. Suddenly, she is too tired to share a beating. She is too tired to go to bed. She is thinking about the prospect of Carson dying, at last, and leaving her alone. Alone except for Lala. She looks at her granddaughter, the only child of her only dead daughter. This granddaughter has not, up to now, really caused her any trouble. She does her schoolwork so well that the teachers say she can be anything she wants. She says yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, at the times and on the occasions that Wilma has taught her to. She stays well out of the sight and sound of her grandfather, Carson. What more, Wilma asks herself, can she ask for? The child is not a beauty, but perhaps, thinks Wilma, this will work in her favor. She considers that this is the person who will have to help her in old age, and so she softens her voice until it is almost pleading. I ain't tell you that young girls like you must stay indoors, she chides, mildly. I ain't tell you about the things that live in the Baxter's tunnels. You walking about to find out about them yourself? When Lala doesn't answer, she says, let me tell you about a little girl like you that didn't listen to her mother. Wilma tells the story of the one-armed sister. The village vicar and his wife had two little girls. Such beautiful children you never did see. Skin yellow and pretty like peanut milk. Hair curly and silky like peau de soie. Eyes big and light brown with long, long lashes. But although they both beautiful, only one of them was gifted with good sense. The other one was own way and liked to give the mother mouth. So it just so happened that there was an entrance to the Baxter's tunnels right on the vicarage lawn, at the bottom of the garden. Nobody sure what it doing there, but it there nonetheless. The vicar wife have half a mind to get the yard boy to seal it off with stones and cement, but is only half a mind, and she never actually sent the boy into town to buy the bag of cement and the cement blocks to do the job. The vicar's wife tell her little girls about this tunnel, how they mustn't go into it, how it have monsters that live down in there, how any little girls go in there, they never come back out. The tunnel is where bad men go when they die, says the mother. Men that are too bad to rest easy in their graves down in those tunnels, walking about night and day, looking for more badness, harvesting souls for the devil. The mother tell them, but the little girl with the good sense listen, and the one that don't have any get more curious than ever. This sister question her mother, wonder what in the tunnel that is so sweet she wanting her away from it. Because this good-for-nothing girl already developing a taste for things that her mother tell her not to have. This slack from she born, false ripe sister already thinking that some bad thing's real sweet, and if something so sweet it can't be evil. This sister thinking to herself, it not that dark, it not that spooky. What is the use of a tunnel if you don't get to see where it lead? It's just this kind of tunnel that this sister decides she must explore, say Wilma. So she ups herself one evening when her mother was taking tea with the doctor wife. It was important matters they was talking, says Wilma, because the vicar's wife was a good mother, not one to leave her children alone for even a few seconds. But a few seconds is all the devil need. Pretty soon the vicar's wife hears screaming so sharp and piteous it shake the teapot on the table with the tea. The vicar's wife and the doctor's wife run out and see the good sister holding on to the other for dear life, and something they can't quite see pulling the stupid one by her other arm back into that tunnel. Well, the vicar's wife and the doctor's wife and the yard boy all grab onto the good sister and they pulling her, and she pulling the bad sister away from the thing in the tunnel. And, says Wilma, maybe it's only because her husband is a vicar and a man of prayer that they get the stupid sister out. But that monster in the tunnel take her arm from her. Sure as day, when they rescue that sister, there is a bleeding stump where her arm used to be. That left arm end in a knot just above what used to be her elbow. She survive, of course, says Wilma. The wicked often do.